Bad Luck, a Scott Roth mystery. This is the first book in a series of three novellas. Each chapter is named after a song title and is basically the theme of the chapter. So the beat of the song, the meaning of the song. In this case, chapter one, Radar of Love, you should feel the propulsive effect of the beat through the writing and the mood, by the way. Chapter one. The kid opened up his vintage 1966 Mustang convertible and let it rip, top down, cherry red, fine lines, and the love of his short life. The car was a present from his mom and dad for his 16th birthday, and he was 3 months into the joy of ownership. It was late on a hot August Southern California night on the 5. There was very little traffic, and he was in a great mood, close to midnight. Time to drive fast, howl at the moon, and keep going, going, going on. As his car hit 90 miles per hour, he thought, life is good. At 100 miles per hour, the kid decided to slow it down a bit. He'd been at a party earlier in Santa Clarita, drank a little bit too much tequila, slammed down one too many beers, and had some other stuff floating around his system that he'd rather not have his mom and dad find out about. The kid eased it back. There was no reason to push his luck. His mom was always warning him that luck could disappear, poof, just as fast as it came. Smiling into the night, the kid swung into the last lane, fast lane, driving a little too close to the guardrail, one hand steering fearless. Slow it down, he thought, shaking his head. Too fast. Don't want to attract attention. The kid put both hands on the wheel and slowed down to 85. He must have dropped off for a minute, because at the 5 and the 14, he swerved across the freeway onto the shoulder and slammed into something that felt like a big deer or a dog. Felt a huge thud against the car grill and heard a sickening series of crunches. The kid gripped the steering wheel, jerked the car back on the freeway, and stepped on it. Shit, he said aloud, thinking that he'd better pull over and check out the damage. About a mile up, he stopped, got his flashlight out of the glove compartment, got out of the car and knelt down. Bracing himself against the car grill, he looked underneath. Nothing, no damage. He leaned back, lay his flashlight on the ground, and dusted his hands off. Noticing that one hand was sticky, the kid wiped his hand along the bumper. The bumper felt wet. He picked up his flashlight and aimed its light on his hand, and then slowly swept the beam across the bumper. Leaning in closer, he thought, must be blood. Shit! He'd have to tell his dad and deal with a lecture about insurance rates. He probably ran over a dog. He leaned closer and swung his flashlight slowly along to assess the damage. Wait, he thought, what's that? Looked like a piece of cloth stuck to the license plate. It must have been there before. Looked like a part of a shirt. The kid carefully picked the fabric from his license plate and aimed his flashlight at what turned out to be a ripped piece of plaid. Standing up, he wiped his hands on his jeans. Couldn't have been a person. I've seen a person, he thought. He paced by his car. Should I go back? He said into the night. I've got to go back. Suddenly not king of the road. Suddenly 16 with every pimple jumping up from his face in the moonlight. Got in the car. Drove south to the next exit and circled around. Passing where the 5 and the 14 intersected, he noticed a truck pulled over in front of a motorcycle, which lay on its side. He drove to the next exit, crossed over the freeway, and drove back towards the accident. Drove slowly by it, creeping, really, practically idling, noticing that the truck, which was pointed the wrong way, had its lights trained on the motorcycle. Next to the bike, a body, one knee slightly raised, the other legs twisted out to the side at an odd angle. A big guy with a gut on him stood up and turned in his direction, a huge mountain of a man wearing a bandana on his head. The man was yelling something, but the kid couldn't hear it through the buzz of panic. He floored it, tires screeching, as he drove away. Turned off at the next exit ramp and pulled over in an area most likely to harbor serial killers, derelicts, or just anyone who'd given up hope or maybe never had any. Got out of the car and stood rubbing his hands through his hair. I'd better go back. How bad could it be? It was an accident. I'll go back. The air caressed his cheeks, warm, soft, and maternal. The wind whispered in his ear. Run away, it said. Then it licked the side of his neck. Go back, the wind whispered. The kid's heart pounded. He ran a wet hand over the hood of his car. Turning, he backed into the darkness. He ran until his lungs cracked like broken glass and his legs ached, and the weight of his fear pulled him to his knees. The kid knelt in the dirt, crying as the night just continued being night above and around him. Eventually, he became aware of noises, chirps, rustling. Getting to his feet, he ran back to his car, pulled back onto the road, and drove towards home. His mom would know what to do.